He have done everything he's going to do as far as redeeming you, as far as your salvation. And what I mean by salvation, everything is available to you. Life to the full, health and prosperity, peace and joy. Everything that has to do with life, it's Jesus will not have to come back to do anything because it's finished. It's done. And here's what he gave us, the Holy Spirit and a book of his promise. The Holy Spirit. And that's why it's so important to get in this and say, Holy Spirit, you wrote it, now teach me. And when you hear something coming out of somebody's mouth and you know this against God, why would you sit there and contaminate yourself with it? If somebody say, somebody walk through those doors and say, they just released some nuclear chemicals in this room here. You're going to sit up here. Oh, yeah. No, you're going to hit that door and try to get out here. Could you? Huh? But see, we don't see things in the spirit that way. We just sit there and call, well, we, you know, that's all right. No, it's not. That'll contaminate you. To sit under it. I ain't saying it contaminates you just because you go out. We're supposed to go out in the world. But to sit under somebody that's supposed to be feeding you the word of God, you have to watch. That's why it said watch, watch, pray, watch. Watch what you eat. Watch what you sit under. You hear me go crazy and start talking against God, you better get to moving. Did you hear what I said? Did y'all hear what I said? Hallelujah. That won't happen, but I'm telling you, I don't care who it is. Don't be hollering, rev up nothing. You better get to. So he said, that usher may be given unto me that I may open my mouth boldly to make known what? The mysteries. Notice the mystery, the secrets, the secret, the hidden truth. Not hidden from you, but hidden truth for you. They make known to you the secret, the mysteries of the gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. Now look what Timothy said. 1 Timothy 2:1. That's another scripture. Listen to this. Hallelujah. When you get there, 1 Timothy 2:1. 1 Timothy 2:1. 1 Timothy, what, 2:1. You got it? I exhort therefore first of all. I exhort therefore what? First of all. What? Supplication. See, he's talking about. See, Ephesians said, pray in all way with all prayer. Right? Now he says, first of all, there will be supplication. These are the kind of prayer. Supplication, prayers, what else? Intercession, and what? Thanksgiving. Be made for who? I'm going to read that again. Be made for who? I'm going to ask you again. Be made for who? All right, let's go through it again. I exhort, therefore, first of all, what? Supplication, prayers, intercession, and what? Thanksgiving be made for who?
All men.
All. Did he say it just for the black men? Did he say just for the saved men? You know why? This is where mature it comes in with. This is where mature saints come in. We know how important it is. That's why Jesus said what he said: "Go and preach." If you don't say anything, God can't do anything. You got to go and preach. You got to go and say. You got to go and t- tell. You got to proclaim. And prayer is the key to our giving God the right and the privilege that he needs in this earth. I'm going to say it again. God is limited to our asking him into situation. We can hear of us something going on in the community or something going on in the state or something going on in our nation. Most people will start complaining and grumbling. They ought to know better than that. I just don't like that. No, you should say, Lord, that's not according to your will, is it? I need you to get involved, so I'm asking you. Change that person. Stop that. See, if you never asked him, he can't do it. You remember, I know you heard it. If you hadn't read it, I told it. You remember the time that Brother Hagin said he had a visitation with Jesus and he was looking at Jesus and he and Jesus were talking and this little demon jumped up between and started screaming, how yakety yakety yakety, and throwing up black smoke. Remember that? And he said that don't Jesus know I can't hear? That's what he was thinking. Why don't he do something about that? And so out of desperation, he said, he commanded that little demon to stop. You stop that. And said he just hit the floor and then he ran on out, you know, told him, get on out of here. And so when Jesus got through talking to him and preaching, sharing with him in the vision what he wanted to do and all about this. And then he said, by the way, if you hadn't done something about that, I couldn't. Now think about that, y'all. Jesus told him, if you hadn't done something about that, I couldn't. He said, I know I miss you, Lord. You said you wouldn't. He said, no, I said I couldn't. He said, I don't mean to be disrespectful, nothing like that. You did say you wouldn't. He said, no, I said I couldn't. Now think about that. So stuff go on in your life and you saying, Lord, why don't you do something about that? He can't. You and I will have to do something about it. That's why it's so important that we know where we stand, who we are in Christ. How to walk with God. The prayer life of the believer. Now watch this. You see, it's God's will for all mankind to be blessed. I don't care how poor, how emaciated, how starved, how bad sickness or how cruel a person is or sick he is or how he may, that person, a baby may be starving, dying with all kind of disease and all suffering from malnutrition and you name it, all this kind of stuff. I don't care how bad it is. It's God's will that that child be blessed or those individuals be blessed. It's God's will that they be blessed, that they be healed, that they be delivered, that they be set free. And God have done everything, listen to what I'm saying now, everything on his part that can be done.